This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It has been 3 years since the Fukushima disaster prompted Japan to try to wean itself from nuclear power, although the push there now is to reopen some plants. In the U.S., 4 new nuclear reactors are under construction after a long lull, but as Kate Davidson reports, it's something short of a nuclear renaissance.
Before the reactors in Georgia and South Carolina came along, it had been about 30 years since anyone applied for a new nuclear license. Peter Bradford is a former member of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. He says it's all about economics.
The idea that public fearfulness or the resistance of environmental groups is what killed nuclear power in the U.S. has always been nonsense.
He says nuclear plants are expensive to build and hard to finance, plus electricity demand is lower than expected.
Having a nuclear power plant used to be a license to print money.
James Lucier is managing director at Capital Alpha Partners. He's talking about the days when natural gas was more expensive.
Today, though, we have cheap natural gas, especially lots of natural gas in places where nuclear power plants happen to be located.
And for now, there's no national policy putting a price on carbon emissions, a policy that might give expensive nuclear projects a leg up. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.